Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Coming at you live. Nope, we're not coming at you live, but we're coming at you recorded that we did record alive.
It's 9:30. Can you tell? It's 9:30 at night, by the way.
Yeah, 9:30 p.m. So. Yeah, this is not our morning. Also, I have gum. Is this my first podcast ever?
I didn't even know. Do you know? I feel like you never chew gum. Do you always chew gum?
Oh, I chew gum all day.
Do you?
That is 8 hours old.
That's foul.
Nasty. I know. Yeah, I chew gum all the time, but I don't usually have gum on our podcast. But speaking of foul and humbling moments, I know we're going to do a podcast that is going to be a podcast dedicated to like humbling moments. Cause that would be really fun, funny, all the things.
Yeah.
But today, in the midst of my midlife crisis, I got my nails done really short, old school. I'm talking 5 years ago, short little square natural nail. And I went to the place beside my work that I used to always go to, but I haven't in like 4 years, I don't know, since I left.
Maggie.
I know, Maggie's over here chewing on her little drink. That rat, oh, come on. And so I go in there, and a girl started doing them before the lady that ended up doing them. And so I'm sitting there, and she's like, oh, it's been a long time. I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the lady comes out, she's like, wait, is that you, Wendy? And I'm like, yes. She's like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in so long. I was like, I know. You know, I moved to Holly Springs. Like, it's further away. It's not as easy. I said I work 3 days a week now. I'm not here as much. Like, I just don't have time to, like, pop in here like I used to. And,
That's freaking dog.
She is, come here, Maggie. She is, like, giving that Mai Tai. Like, heck, man. So, then we, like, get to talking. I was like, I just don't have time. I said, but I came in here a month ago and got a pedicure. Like, hey, you know, I'm still trying to do it.
Right.
She just said it's been really dead. And then, like, telling me just a story like 10 minutes later. And she was like, yeah, a client that I also forgot about. I was like, cool, cool.
Wow.
And then like towards the end of it, she's like shaping them. She's like, what kind of shape do you like again? I forgot what you like. I'm like, damn, lady. Like,
wow. She wanted it to be really clear.
She was burning me. I'm like, I got it. Pouring acetone in the wound. Like, lady, I got you. Like, just burning me. Oh my God. I thought I was going to fall out of that chair when she said, yeah, another client that I also forgot about. You know, she came back in here recently because she went back in the office. I was like,
that's hilarious. Yeah, savage.
Cool. She's so funny. She's actually really sweet, and they're actually really good. So if y'all are in like the Morrisville, Cary area, go to Glow Nails. They are awesome. I did not stop going there for any reason other than like the distance. It's just far. I'm not going to drive there on my day off. And sometimes I need an appointment like on a Saturday at 5 or Sunday at 2. Like, I don't know. So I'm not going to drive all the way, but they're good. It's just, I got humbled today. I was like, wow, you're not really knocking me down a notch, but she did a good job. And she was quick. Man, I forgot how quick she was.
There's nothing worse than a slow nail tech.
Oh, I'm like, can I do it myself? I'm about to be a nail tech. I'm about to put it on the resume because I'm over it sitting here.
Mm-mm. Yeah. You need a happy medium, right? Like, I don't want somebody going so fast that my nails are fucking lopsided.
No, yeah.
But, and like, they skip my cuticles. Like, don't skip my cuticles, bitch. They need attention.
Right.
Anyways.
Yeah, I just wanted to be quick. I was listening to my book and she kept talking to me. Okay.
That is such a pet peeve.
It's so
frustrating. Can you not see that I have something in my ears?
Right. And then I had both earbuds in at one point. And it's not because I'm being rude, but also it's just sometimes I'm just trying to, honestly, I'm just
check out.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm trying to finish this book. It's really hard. I'm like trying so hard, but I've done committed on Goodreads. I've got 4 hours left on Audible, or I can just like plow through and read the book. So I'm trying to finish it so I can start a different one for the weekend. And I kept taking my earbud out. So then finally I just took the one out. Mm-hmm. And then she kept, I was like, let me pause this because I done forgot what Harper was doing over here and Vivian. I don't even know these people's names at this point.
I'll do like the really bitchy, like over exaggerated pause like, on my phone.
Hang on 1 second. Let me just boop. What'd you say? I got to rewind back what I just missed. What? Yeah, I haven't been here in a while. Okay. Are you good? Okay. Play.
There is a girl, the face that you just made me think of this. There's a girl on TikTok. It's Delaney something. I don't know.
The nail girl?
No. Oh. So she does these skits. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she blew up after she started doing them. Mm-hmm. She does these skits where she like pretends to be like that annoying girl in the movie. That, you know, so she'll be like annoying girl in the indie film who thinks the guy's obsessed with her. Uh-huh. And like, I know she's just acting. She's just pretending. This is not her.
But it's spot on.
It's so spot on. And I get so ragey inside every time I see her. Like, I think they're funny.
But give me an example of her acting.
But I've had to block her.
Well, give me an example.
I've unblocked her. Okay, hold on. I'm going
to
show you.
Yeah, because I'm trying to picture this. Okay, so Spencer just showed me some of her videos, and there was one, the second one that I watched said, the girl at the bachelorette party that's always trying to outfriend everybody, and I watched it, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
That literally makes me feel like me. I feel attacked. She is funny.
She is funny, and yeah. She's obviously very good at these videos because...
She is, yeah.
Listen, I'm instantly ragey when I see them.
I get it.
But I also like them. It's a juxtaposition I can't describe.
Isn't that crazy? Oh, but it's like, do you ever hate the pain of something? It feels so good. I don't know if pain's the right word, but like, do you ever something so bad, but you like it? Exercise, yeah. Burning, when your muscles are burning and it feels so good that it's like a good burn, or like something hurts so bad it's good, you know? No?
You know?
Anybody else in the room agree? Are you in your car? Yes, I see you at the steering wheel. That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
No. There's pleasure in pain.
That's right. Beauty is pain, pleasure in pain. Sure. Whatever the sayings are, yeah.
Okay, so we were going to talk about this last week, and then we were like, no, we're going to save it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Scandoval.
Yeah.
So, sorry if you don't watch Vanderpump. Get with the times. Everybody watches it.
Well, I was going to say, if you don't watch Vanderpump, you know what's going on. Because I talked to a client the other day about
how
she did exactly what I said that I did. I stopped watching. Well, we all did this. We stopped watching in the middle because it was terrible with the new cast. And then this really brought everybody back on course. Like, they needed this to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But
the finale had 1.9 million...
Yeah, probably an all-time record for them.
Streams, like live streams. So who knows what people have, how many people have watched since then, you know?
Yeah, for sure. That being said, before we even talk about this, because I saw a couple TikToks or videos or whatever that have come through, do you feel like any of this was staged?
Do I think it was staged? I mean, yeah, only...
Like a publicity stunt. Like it could have really happened, but do you think it was a publicity stunt or do you think it really, really, really happened?
No, I think it really, really happened.
Okay.
I think that I think they had to very intentionally put scenes together when the cameras picked back up. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think it would be the natural thing for Ariana to go to Villa Rosa and see... Lisa. I don't think it would be the natural thing for Sandoval to go to Villa Rosa Lisa.
Yeah, they had to like make it make... No, I agree with you. I definitely don't think it was...
I think they manufactured scenes.
Yes.
But
they put the story together for us, basically, from a viewer standpoint. I agree. But I have seen people saying like, oh, this was a publicity stunt to start trying to get VPR back on the maps and stuff. And I'm like, no, I think it really happened.
I think it's an unhappy accident. I think... Unhappy for Ariana.
It was reality TV that like they actually got to see play out in real time. And then like you said, they manufacture it from a viewer perspective to put it together to make it more timeline, like to stream timeline. But
right. I mean, we don't want to just sit and watch them, you know, go about their lives amidst this. No, we want to see the conversations happening. So they're going to put the people together to have the conversations.
Right. It is annoying how social media now, and one of my friends for our girls trip last weekend, we were talking and Jennifer's like, I didn't even watch it. But now I feel like I've watched it because of all the clips that have like played out. I didn't need to watch the whole show. I'm like, well, if you've seen all the main clips, because I was like asking her stuff, like referencing. She's like, oh yeah, I saw that. And I'm like, well, then you saw all the good pieces.
The finale was, I'm not going to say it's underwhelming because it had like the big scenes that we wanted to see. Overall, I felt it was underwhelming. I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I was expecting more confrontation.
Yeah.
And
it was more of like the after of everything, like how that played out more so than like the actual
issue. And I mean, listen, it picked up 2 days after she found out. So, I mean, I get it, but
yeah,
I felt like the scene, first of all, like, she is a queen. The way...
Queen. I love her so much.
The way she spoke to him in that conversation...
Would you not feel this big? Teeny tiny.
It matches his dick.
Literally.
His little stinky dick. Right. What is that? So what's his face? James.
No, she's amazing how she handled her. How was she not throwing stuff? And sure, like,
she
hitting
probably
him?
Had a period where she did.
Had to. Me and Stephanie were, Gal Gal were texting at the same time, like when it was like playing out. I got on your live a couple times, but I had to get off. Yours was way delayed.
Really? For me.
Yes. I was, and I don't know what it was, but like I would watch it and then it would like echo and then yours would play, which was so crazy because I was reading what people were saying.
Interesting, because I was watching like live.
Yeah,
I
had
commercials.
No,
that's so weird.
Oh yeah, I saw your commercial breaks. But yeah, I couldn't like stay on yours, but me and Gaga were texting and we were both like, how is she not full blown rage? Pissed, but you're probably right. They probably edited out some stuff, like you would think, right?
Well, I'm again, the cameras picked up 2 days after she found out.
Yeah.
So I'm sure in those 2 days, she screamed, she cried, she threw shit. Like I'm sure she had the emotional explosion.
Yeah.
And then she kind of sunk into the realization of what was happening and got to the anger part of it.
And then had her film.
And then had
like
to
crap.
Film. But I mean, she was so composed and concise with what she had to say. And like, I swear to God, I don't think this is the case, but she couldn't have had a writer do a better job for her.
No, I agree.
To say exactly what she needed to say.
But
and
she probably
so
thought
spot
it.
On.
Yeah, she probably too, oh, like thought it through, knowing how this. That's what I was saying about the social media thing. It's like,
I mean, they had to agree to let the cameras come back
for
up,
sure.
You know?
Exactly. So, like, we found out about this like what 2 months ago or something. I don't even know at this point. It's a while ago.
About
And so, social media obviously put it on blast or started like the rumors started going. Then we were like, okay, cool. We're gonna see how it plays out. They said we're not gonna edit this. We're gonna keep it. You know how it. Blah blah blah. Whatever. So I'm
Which
sure
I found out
what.
That they did edit the show. So it was the, what Andy was saying when he said we didn't change edit, like we didn't re-edit anything.
Yeah.
It was the couple episodes immediately following.
Oh.
But the, so the 2 or 3 episodes leading up to the finale were different. So.
Wait, what did they edit out though?
I think they totally just changed the perspective. I think there were other things going on and they edited it to
be more about this issue.
To like be more, focused on this. The conversation with Lala and James probably was included here where it maybe wasn't included before.
Because, maybe brought the cast more like on their perspective of it than versus what it was.
So the culmination would make sense leading up to the Scandoval finale, whatever.
Yeah.
Because the last episode, before the finale was supposed to be the original finale. It was just a, the stories were slightly different. I'm sure pieces of it were stayed the same and were included, but I think it was still at that point, all speculation. And then once they knew and it, had
it played
broken,
out, it really did.
They changed it to have
and also
more
they were, it was playing out too in the midst of all that too. So they were like having to have those real life conversations and figuring things out for real. Like you don't just blink and then it's done. I mean, that's a long time to be with somebody and figure it out. But what I was saying is I'm sure she had those 2 days too to know like, okay, we are going to be filming. She wanted to be clean with her words. She wanted her point to be driven across because especially in these messy situations, it can go either way. And I wouldn't want them to not be able to edit me in any way, shape or form outside of what I want to say. And you better believe that's what I'm going to give them. Mm-hmm. Like just that, because he really looked like a douche for sure, for sure.
Any last words before we never speak again? I was like, bitch.
No, you know what the cringiest part for me was? When he went over to Raquel, Rachel's house. We're calling her Rachel.
She's Rachel.
And she literally, he said, they love you. And she said, I love you too. He's like, I said.
I crunched.
I was like.
It was. When I tell you,
I melted into the floor for her.
I rewatched. Robbie didn't watch the episode. Okay. So when I got back from Charleston, I watched it with him. I rewound that and rewatched it over and over.
It was so funny. That is going to live on social media forever, that piece of it. That's the part I was asking Jennifer. I was like, please tell me you saw this part. I was like, I died so hard inside for her. She's such an idiot and looks so terrible. And
so
then,
dumb.
Then, I can't kiss you. This is awkward. Oh, I don't want to kiss you either. Like, I know that'd be like really weird. Oh, no, I don't want to kiss you. Yes, you did.
Yes.
Stop playing. I cannot stand her.
Like, this is a 40-year-old man who's very clearly having a midlife crisis.
Literally.
Going and meeting his girlfriend who's got her fucking kaleidoscope universe light going in her apartment. I was like,
no.
What are we? What are we watching? Let's take
our shot before we drink our beer to, like, hash some things out. I'm like, stupid.
We always said we wouldn't do it if it wouldn't be worth it. Is it worth it? Let me work it.
Put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Is your friend my number one yet? Whatever she was saying backwards.
That's exactly what it was.
That's what I think. That part made it so good for me because I was like, I can't even take
it. But him like cradling her face.
Oh, I know.
The rage I felt. I was like, you are such
so gross.
A piece of shit. Okay, hold on. I'm pretty sure I've sent them to you, but you never get on TikTok. Have you seen the clips of his band, his performances?
No.
When I tell you, actually, you know what? We're pausing this right now.
Let me watch them, yeah. So Spencer just showed me the videos of him, and we're going to share them so y'all can enjoy them too.
Tom and the Most Extras.
But do you know who he reminds me of? Oh. A cross between Jim Carrey, Johnny Depp, and somebody's mom trying to be cool.
A turd.
Yeah.
You know what? I definitely see the Johnny Depp thing, which is probably an insult to Johnny Depp.
Jim Carrey, when he had his blowout, I think it was the second video, he had like a nice blowout. I'm getting the mask profile vibes.
I can't. The mustache, stupid. The long hair.
Who does he think he is? I'm not even, who? I told Spencer while we were watching, I'm like, A, who's paying for these, who's going? And B, we should actually go and roast him the whole time.
Yeah. Well, he's 1,000% tone deaf. And
literally can't sing a tune at all. He's worse than I am, y'all. Yeah, you heard it.
There's one video that I just showed Wendy and he's singing Queen. And you know, he thought he killed that run the end. And it was like listening to a cat die.
It was terrible. It literally was worse than me. I swear to God, y'all. But we are going to share them so y'all can hear him. He is
disgusting. Anyway, so we have this person.
He's the coolest guy he knows.
100%. So one of the other things that's come up a lot in conversation is people are like, okay, well, do you believe like these like huge explosions of emotion that he's having on the show? Or do we think he's acting?
The
full panic attack. I do not believe that. At Lisa Vanderpump's.
I do not believe it.
So initially I was like, I don't believe it. I think it's like an act. I do think it would be normal for somebody to have all this happen and have that kind of reaction. Yeah. But I think for him, it's because he's so narcissistic. Mm-hmm. I think he's upset. He's not, there's no love lost for Ariana. Mm-mm. He's upset that he's not liked. And as a narcissist, that's like the worst thing that can happen is people not fawning all over you and adoring you. That's the whole reason he has a stupid band.
Right. And that's people's first mistake is fawning all over him.
Disgusting. And he has a new girlfriend.
Already, I know. Already.
Like, she very clearly just wants attention. Like, why
1,000%.
Would you let him anywhere near your fucking vagina?
No, there's no way. But so with the emotion thing, yes, especially men, they process different than women. You know how you see that meme and it's like 1 week after the breakup, the girl's still crying, the guy's out partying. The second week, you know, it goes through that.
Totally.
And I do believe that. So yes, he probably initially, you know, he went to Rachel's house and he's like, okay, whatever. And they had their little moment, whatever. Well, when that dies down, reality sets in. I do believe if you are any somewhat remotely a human being with a heart, whether you're narcissistic or not, you probably are going to miss and feel sadness in that moment, in this situation.
I would hope so.
That's what I'm saying. If you have a heart. So yes, I do believe he's probably emotional. I don't know why that was hard. Emotional about the situation. The panic attack, absolutely not. When I watched that, I was like, he cannot be serious. I thought he was laughing at first. And then I was like, is he joking? Like, this is not real.
No, it was so funny. Cringe.
That's not real. And like, yes, he probably does have moments by himself where he's like crying and stuff, but that won't it. That does not come across to me as like a moment like, oh shit, I messed up. Or like, I'm sad because of this, or I'm sad because of that.
He's sad because of the situation like that he's in.
He's sad because he got caught and it turned on him. Like you said, because he looks like the biggest DB ever. Like, he's, nobody likes you. Go sit down. Stop making music. Do us all a favor. Stop torturing us. Justice for our ears, bro. Yeah.
Need him to go away forever.
All the way. And his chipped up polish. Like, go, please go get your nails done with your extra time if that's what you're going to do. Because this chipped up polish ain't it, sir.
Yeah,
he's gross. And Ariana, this is so good. She looks, first of all, she looks amazing. Like, she's like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's cool. You go do you.
Oh, and America has taken Ariana. I mean,
protecting her.
We're talking about putting her on Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
She'll thrive. She's got this big SoFi thing deal that she's doing. Like, she's
going to be just fine, sweetie. Good. And you know what? At the end of the day, it probably would have never worked out long term with them.
He was already out. And that is the only reason that I think he has not made public apologies to her. Mm-hmm. And his energy was all initially when the news broke about to Schwartz and to the bar employees and not to Ariana. And I think truly he wanted out a long time ago.
Yeah, but he didn't know.
He was done because that's what he wants. He wants something shiny and new. Yep. He wants to move on. He's done the same thing to every girlfriend that he's had. So for him, this is probably a relief. It's not the way he wanted it to pan out,
but
he wanted out of the relationship. Well, congratulations. You got it.
Oh, you got out of it. All right. And you hopefully get out of our homes.
And not unscathed. Because we don't like you.
Right. What do you think about Lisa's reaction to the whole situation? Like, how do you feel about her?
Fake. Because here's the thing. She is an executive producer on the show. Mm. If the rest of the producers knew about this months ago, Lisa Vanderpump knew about it months
ago. For sure.
So for her to come on the show or look them in the face, look Ariana in the eyes and pretend she's got no idea... She knows damn good and well. Remember that scene where Rachel came and sat between Sandoval. She was working.
Yeah.
And she came and sat between Sandoval and Schwartz.
Yep.
And Sandoval did that creepy ass lizard thing with his tongue, like licking his lips and rubbing his hands together. Like, who are you?
You're nasty.
He looks, you know what he looks like?
What?
An anorexic, like Monopoly version of the Monopoly man. You know what I'm talking about?
You do not get $200 because I stole it from a band. For gas money for the van.
And he was like, rubbing his hands together. And she was like, the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she knew. She knew. So I think Vanderpump is so, listen, I still like her. I think she's great for reality TV.
She's a player in the game.
She's not stupid.
She's
a player in the game.
Yeah.
She's calculated. She's in the know. She's an executive producer. No one can actually
defend him and like feel okay about that. Like there's no way that you're going
to. The only reason she is, I'm convinced, is because she has financial ties to him. She has a freaking bar named out of him. One of the few that she still has up and running.
Right.
So she has to protect her assets to a degree.
That's true. It's a business.
Ariana unfollowed Lisa Instagram recently.
Good. Yeah. I would have too. That'd be really difficult, though, again, as Ariana, especially if she filmed this and, like, washed her hands of the situation, but then you're kind of, like, reliving it again.
Yeah, you gotta watch rehashing it back.
And watching it in the way that they're presenting it, which they get to see it usually in reality shows beforehand, but I can't imagine being her and, like, making progress in the right direction, because it seems like... I do think she was very upset and sad, but I think also too, she seems very smart and very mature to know like, okay, I'm not going to waste time being sad over this. And maybe she like woke up and took her rose colored glasses off and like looked at him and was like, oh no, we're good. Like we are Gucci.
Well, I think she did. I mean, she says it right in there. She was like, I get the ick. At the idea of him. And it's like, welcome to our world.
But she's getting the ick for a different reason. Well, I mean, for the same that we are, but she was like, you know when you like break up with someone and you thought they were so hot and your friends are like, ew, he's ugly, whatever. But then someone does something to you and it just takes it that notch deeper and you're like disgusted, literally disgusted.
Yeah.
Whereas like we are like surface level disgusted by somebody, Tom, because he's nasty looking and looks like he needs to wash his hair with some like deep clean. He needs some of that Living Proof advanced dry clean.
Yeah.
No, he needs to wash his hair. But yeah, Lisa, I was like, you're right. What you're saying is right. It makes sense. But it's like, I could not defend somebody that I know is that big of a piece of trash. And if I were Ariana, Ariana, I would have absolutely unfollowed her. And I wouldn't even want to be on the show. I would want to wash my hands of the whole show and be like, you know what? Y'all have fun with this. I'm out. I don't want to deal with this anymore. I'm going to do my own thing.
Well, it'll be really interesting to see how the reunion is.
I know.
So, wait, are you around tomorrow?
Yeah.
What time do you go home from work?
Let me look.
We should watch it.
We should watch it.
Anyways, so it'll be really interesting because obviously they tease us with like a confrontation like between Lisa and Ariana.
It'll be good.
Who knows if that's if they actually edited it, if that's how it plays out. But
they are known to do that.
But she is very clear. Like, I will not have a relationship with anybody. I will not be friends with anybody that does with him. And like, okay, so this is going to be kind of crazy. So when I was watching it, and I even said it on the live that I did, mm-hmm. I was like, I can't decide if I think she's being like over dramatic or not in that.
Ariana?
Yeah.
Okay.
And without going into a lot of detail, yeah. like literally the next morning, there was this life imitating life thing. Yeah. And one of my very good friends found out that her husband was having an affair.
Yeah.
And sent me a bunch of screenshots and stuff. So I woke up the morning after the reunion and I'm like looking
at real life. Did Ariana text me?
I was literally reading these text messages and they were so intimate and personal. Yeah. And I was like, she sent them at like 1:40 in the morning. I'm like, why in the world would she send these to me? Like, did she
thinking that
I was like, was it an accident? Was she drunk? Like, did she not meet? Like, I didn't know.
Oopsies.
But I got to a part of the text messages where I realized from what the woman said, it was very clearly not my friend. And I was like, holy shit. Yeah. All that to say, like, I get it. Yeah. I don't think Ariana's being dramatic by not wanting to have any connection mm-mm. because how anybody can defend actions of somebody that could do that.
And you don't want to be a friend of that person. Like, why would you want that type of person in your life?
Right.
If they can do that to somebody that they have had intimate years of history with, and on that, the deepest level outside of having a kid, whatever.
Right.
How could you, or why would you want to be involved in a friendship like that? Because they clearly don't care.
They don't value relationships. Wrong.
Right. Their moral compass is off. So I don't think she's being, not that you asked me, but I don't think she's being dramatic.
Well, no, but I'm just saying that was just my initial reaction.
No, I get it because it does seem knee jerky, but really, like you said.
But now I'm like in this position with my friend. I'm like, well, I want nothing to do with him.
Because you feel mad about it too. And you're like, what the hell?
Well, you lose a friend.
Yeah.
Like an affair like this. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to Robbie about it in our personal situation, but it's the same thing with all these castmates and these friends. Like, when somebody betrays somebody like this, mm-hmm. it affects so much more than the other person. And I don't think that the person who cheats really fully, I mean, obviously they don't comprehend that or think about that in the moment, but it's like, it affects everybody.
Layers of people. And God forbid you have
your
kids,
families, your friends, like, what? But if somebody could do like the ultimate betrayal like this, mm-hmm. and I think it's only worsened by the fact that it was with like her best friend.
Right. Who literally would trust you with anything. Right. Literally trust you around this person.
But that person is willing to cut and betray the person that is supposed to be their like most sacred human and partnership.
Yeah.
They will do that to anybody.
And that's exactly my point. I think that too. I'm like, if I'm not saying you can't do something or whatever. All of our friends make mistakes. Like you might do something. You might lie about something. You might steal your fries from Chick-fil-A, whatever you're doing. It might not mean you're a horrible person, but to do that on that level, I would do the same thing. I'd be like, you know what? I don't want to deal with any of y'all. I don't want to hang out with y'all. Cause then I would also question like motives behind conversations. Are you trying to fish for information? Are you guys closer than we are? Are you going to tell him something I don't want him to know about my life?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's easier to sever ties with the whole situation and be able to pick up your life
and walk away.
Yeah. And walk away, especially if you didn't feel valued looking back on it. You're like, well, dang, like obviously I wasn't that big of a priority or that valuable in their lives. Yeah. I wouldn't want to. And I'd want to build my new life because she's going to have a great life. Like you said, she's going to be just fine, sweetie. You're the one that are going to be festering. Also, I love the fact that Rachel and him aren't even together. I love that so much.
Here, like it would have been one thing if it was a one-off, one-time indiscretion. Like, listen, is it right? No. Shit happens.
Right.
For better or for worse. I think the fact that it was like an ongoing thing, a relationship, like to me, like if I think about like in a, you know, a hypothetical world, if Robbie were to cheat on me.
Yeah.
If it was like purely physical,
mm-hmm.
I could probably work through
it. Move past that.
I could probably forgive him and work through it mm-hmm. and whatever. And, you know, we've got a lot of years invested in one another.
Right.
Another. An emotional thing.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get past
that's
that.
That's how...
But I couldn't get past that.
I think that's why so many women, when they find stuff out about their husbands, their boyfriend, whoever, that is the one thing that women ask. Was it emotional or is it physical? And it sometimes is much easier just to deal with the physical aspect of it because it's like, okay, most men like see a hot girl.
But also if we're looking at humans from a biological sense, like men are biologically inclined to spread their seed. I mean, it's literally literally how they're
just
designed.
Just ask Chris Brown. He knows. No, but like...
Wait, Chris Brown? I mean, Nick Cannon.
Sorry, Chris.
There's a rumor going round.
Did you hear what I said? You might want to edit that out.
No.
I said, don't hit me.
I'm not editing that out. That was funny.
Don't come for me. Yes, Nick Cannon. Sorry. I did see an article, side note on him, how he's breaking down the time that he spends with each kid and who he spends more time with. If y'all want to read it, I did not. Like,
so his baby mama is on Selling Sunset.
Lovely.
The new season came out.
It was lovely.
Good.
I'm going to have to watch.
I had signed off of that show last season.
Same. God, it got unbearable.
No, I marathoned the whole season the other day. It's right, so good.
Fine. I'll pick it back up.
While I was building my stools.
I
torture.
Love it. I lost my train of thought about...
So sorry.
No, that's okay.
We were talking about like emotional versus physical. Men are designed biologically to procreate and spread their seed so women get more sensitive and emotional.
No, any of that jogging about, in memory? No, it was something about Tom and Rachel not being together, but then...
Oh, well, the rumor is that she's pregnant. You've heard that.
Rachel? Raquel? Whatever.
Okay, so a TikToker.
Okay, go.
So a TikToker supposedly had an inside source.
Yeah.
Very close to Rachel's sister. Told them that Rachel's sister and her family like hate him. She's pregnant. She's hiding out at her grandma's house in Tucson. So of course that's like the rumor going around. And producers have told us that they stopped. They haven't distributed any contracts because they said there are things that will come out. There are things that the castmates will learn from watching the reunion.
I did see that.
That they don't know, which
What
we
else?
Have to presume it happens or it's said in the one-on-ones that nobody has seen. So of course that's one of the things is like, okay, that could be a potential issue. Another, rumor speculation is that she admits in her one-on-one that she did mess around with Brock, Sheena's husband, because that's been a rumor.
Really?
Yeah.
I only saw the pregnant. I forgot about that where they said that some stuff was going to come out. Oh my God, it's going to be sick. We have to watch this together.
So, so there's basically producers are saying we need all the castmates to watch the reunion. So they have all the information to decide whether or not they want to move forward with production.
Yeah. I did see that. Okay.
Which is wild.
That is really
wild.
And
if they are gaslighting us, I'm going to be so pissed.
Because they are so freaking known to edit something, like a piece of something, and then you never see it on the reunion. I'm like, well, wait a second. I'll be using that for freaking clickbait on TV. Like, watch bait.
Right.
They do that on Southern Charm a lot. It pisses me off.
They'll use scenes that aren't even in the show.
No.
Makes me so mad.
I know, I'm like,
that is dirty.
So dirty.
That's some TLC bullshit, not Bravo.
No. All right. Tom Schwartz.
Ugh. Let's see.
I do not like him. Do you like him?
I've always been a Schwartz apologist.
Why did I know you were going to
like
him to some... Okay, I know. Okay, how do you think he handled the situation?
I think he's a bumbling idiot. I think he's an enabler. I think he's... Sorry, I had to put Maggie down. I think he is the type of person that every foul person or the type of friend that every foul person wants to have.
Because they encourage them and don't ridicule anything.
I don't even think he encourages him, but he just allows him to behave badly. And I think like...
And then never says anything about like...
A real friend, like true
friendship... He's not a moral compass kind of guy.
No. True friendship means that you can hold your friends accountable to their bad behavior, right? Like, no, we are all imperfect. We are all going to make poor decisions or do things to other people that aren't kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be able to know that your friends are going to set you straight and hold you accountable. And he is.
But that it's not going to ruin a friendship. Like, a good friend is going to tell you something that's not going to, like, if you came to me and told me something, I might not want to hear it, but it ain't going to ruin the friendship. Like, I would trust what you're saying. He don't do that.
Right, because you're going to know my intentions are good.
Sure.
So, but no, he's not capable of that.
No.
Whether it is, that is just him as a person, or that is just his weird dysfunctional relationship with Sandoval.
But do you think he's like insecure and he just wants to be liked by everybody and he just wants to tell people what they want to hear and he just wants to play it safe all the time?
I don't think it's an insecure thing, but I think he's got by in life by being the lovable guy who will just...
He just wants everybody to love him. That's what I'm saying. Like, just the likable dude. That
like
just
golden retriever energy, right? Yes. Like, he just wants to be liked and loved and have fun and like, he doesn't want to have
everybody's hype man.
Yeah, he doesn't want to have to like... answer for anything. He just wants to like life to be easy and to get through it and do what makes him happy. And I think,
well, he's not wanting to ruffle anyone's feathers. Yeah. He's just telling everybody what they want to hear, and I don't like that. That's not being a good friend,
except for his wife.
Yeah, but right, but she's stuck with him. Well, I guess not really.
No, they're divorced now. Yeah. And honestly, people can blame him all they want. She was just as toxic in that marriage.
It's a two-way street.
We could do a whole nother show on.
Yeah, no, on those I don't think that. But I don't know. Kind of like what you're saying. I don't like when someone's not. That's a great way to put it. Like, hold someone accountable. Tell them when they're messing up, especially when it's a friend group.
Right.
Oh, it's the garage version. Like, when everybody's intertwined, like, you got to be able to tell somebody, like, bro, this is, again, going to mess up so many, this is going to cause a lot of fires.
Like, you realize this isn't going to just impact, like, you, Ariana, and Raquel, right? Like, it's going to impact everybody. And now the fact, like, I would be livid as his friend to know that he put that information on me and made me an accessory. And if what Schwartz is saying is true and he was encouraging Sandoval to just come clean, like, dude, like, you say you have a plan, like, it's time to execute it before she finds out some other way. Mm-hmm. If that is true, and then it blew up the way it did.
Yeah.
And obviously Schwartz has a financial thing at stake. Yeah. I would never speak to him again. I'd be like, you know what? I would like to sell my portion of the business. I want out. I don't want to talk to you. And that won't happen.
Because it falls back to, again, someone's not valuing you as a friend, as a business partner, as a human. I don't know. Crazier things. Mm-hmm. But like, if you don't have any sort of accountability to anybody in your life and you're just going to do whatever you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, no matter what someone's telling you, if you know it's going to disrupt something, anything, it doesn't matter. You could be in business with somebody embezzling money from someone.
Yeah.
And someone's like, bro, you got to get this straight. You got to do this. Right. And you don't, then you care about nobody, obviously.
And not only that, but then you add in the next layer of, we have photo and video evidence of them spending significant amount of time together. Schwartz, Joe, Sandoval, and Raquel. You know that they're fucking and they're having this affair. And you are just happy to go out and have fun and yay, guys. And you know exactly that it's a date. It is.
And that's why I say friends. And that's exactly what I'm saying about the encouragement of it.
Yeah.
You're not. You're right. You're enabling and you're encouraging that relationship, obviously. Because otherwise, if you felt that strongly about him coming clean or doing what he needed to do, you wouldn't participate.
You'd be like, you know what? We can hang out when you do what's right and take care of this.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's my problem that I have with him. Because if the situation were us and like Robbie was doing something, I would not be able to sleep at night knowing that I know that about him and your life. I would have to say something.
The guilt, especially Ariana. Remember, Ariana was a groomswoman for Schwartz. Yeah. Like, they were very close friends.
Yep.
So we're not just talking about your friend's life partner. We're talking about also Your very close friend.
Right. Now, how betrayed would you feel too in that situation? Like, I would be so pissed at everybody that knew that did not tell me. It's different than the am I the assholes that we get. Perfect example is when people write in and they're like, oh, I know someone at work that's my friend that's sleeping with someone else and they're both married. Do I need to tell my friend? Yeah. I do think you need to tell your friend. Like, we get people that write those in actually every time we do an am I the or like a box of like the tea. It's like, That would really suck and be really, that would be hard to do, especially on a TV show, obviously with cameras around. Cause like you would probably need to really calculate.
But you're telling me they never have the opportunity to see one another. And yeah. I mean, I'm sure contractually it's very frowned upon for them to like have any kind of information, but like the cameras aren't rolling 24/7.
No,
they're not bugging your phones.
You're
sorry.
You find a way,
right?
If you found a way to get around this, you're going to find a way for you to tell your friend. And that's on that because there's no way, like you said, that this is not Britney Spears' house. You ain't being recorded 24/7. Also, we need to talk about her in the next episode because, like, I don't even know. But, yeah, I mean, you need to tell your friend. Like, mm-hmm. somebody needed to bring something up to her at some point. And then we could have watched that unfold when cameras rolled the next day or the next day after that. But I would want to know. Yep. No, okay, last question for you. I'm interviewing you here because I want to hear your thoughts. You know?
Okay, I love this.
How long do you think it went on? Because, you know, people are speculating it was longer than what they first said.
So, I mean, they said what? That they first hooked up after...
In like August or September.
Which was after their girls' trip, right? And it was when her dog, Charlotte, died. So, hold on. When did... You know what's funny? I'll say when did Charlotte die? And I guarantee you Google's going to know what Charlotte I'm talking about.
1,000%.
Dead. Maybe it won't.
Dang.
Okay, yeah. August 16th. Wait, hold on. Oh, okay. August 2nd.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Because
her dog
died. So, yeah, because August and September is kind of so, like the timeline that they were pegging. But do you think it was longer?
August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. Mm-hmm. May. So, yeah, I mean, okay, so that would make sense because
the original speculation said eight months.
Yeah, 8 months.
Yeah.
I think it was longer.
I do too.
I think, okay, if you go back to the reunion for the last season when James and Raquel announced that they were calling off their engagement.
I don't think I watched the last reunion. I picked up, remember I started watching last season halfway through when all this stuff happened. I was like, I need to catch up. But then everything was happening so frequently that I was like, I just got to watch this season. So I didn't watch the last reunion, I don't think.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Okay, so in that reunion, you know what his face looks like to me? When you don't know what someone's going to say and put you on blast and you're waiting for the pen
you're
to
waiting.
Drop.
Yep.
You're waiting. You're like.
You're waiting for somebody to throw the grenade.
And you're trying to get her attention to be like.
So I just showed her. I pulled up the video clip of the season 9 reunion where right in the beginning of the reunion, Andy's like, hey, Raquel. Hey, James. Like, how are you doing? James says, like, not great. And they announced that they. We're calling off their engagement. Raquel says that like she felt like James knew that her heart wasn't in the relationship for a while. That reunion filmed December 21st, 2021.
Yeah.
I think, and what I was showing Wendy was like when they would pan to everybody's faces, everybody is shocked, right? Yeah. They can't believe it. Sandoval looks like he's about to shit his pants and not because he's surprised.
No, he has big eyes like shocked, like don't say it. Don't say anything.
Like exactly what you said. He's terrified that she's about to throw a grenade and he's like, what the fuck is happening? I think they at least had talked about it, maybe kissed. I think there was the embers of a relationship, fling happening already at that point. And I think that's why she called it off. I don't think she was emotionally invested because I think she was so enamored with Sandoval.
And which is also crazy. Let's just go on the
psycho.
Like, how is this? Okay.
And I think also that is why she like almost escalated the level of friendship that she had with Ariana is because she
keeping her close so she get away with more.
And she can get away with information just like she did in that one episode standing at the bar where she's digging into their sex life. And we're watching but knowing that they're already sleeping together.
Yeah, but also...
psychotic.
I didn't know, obviously, about that. But I think that they definitely had something going on longer. Because she's way too invested when everything hits the fan, and she's so comfortable around him to the like physically comfortable, not like friendship, but like him groping her face and holding her and her thinking like
very intimate touches.
Very. And she, it's just too comfortable for the friendship. Not like that it's just,
new.
Like it just exploded. No, even 8 months of sneaking around, that's still different of a longer relationship that you've built on this. And for the references of like, we always said that this wasn't, we weren't going to, blah, blah, blah. We always said it, really?
Yeah.
You've always said, like, you know that they've had deeper conversations. And probably after that, you could even argue that maybe this happened right after that. Like, maybe they did break up. Let's say, hypothetically, nothing happened before this reunion. Mm-hmm. That he heard that, and maybe they've had conversation around her breaking up or breaking things off, and he maybe said
where they could potentially be together. Yes,
maybe there was nothing physical, but maybe they emotionally started connecting. So I mean,
there was something
happened. Yeah, and that's why she could have easily been like, yeah, I was talking to Sandoval about blah, blah. Like, he had so much worry in his eyes. Like, oh shit, don't. Like, when you're trying to get your friend's attention in church, you'd be like, don't say that I just farted. Like,
the wide eye, like, side glance. Oh, yeah. He was freaking out. Yeah. In that moment.
Something definitely, you know.
And I remember watching that reunion and thinking, like, what the fuck is that face? Like, I remember watching it and thinking, like, what a weird reaction
for everybody else to be like, oh God.
Compared to everybody else. Yeah. And then, like, as
stunned is what I was thinking, not shocked earlier. He looked stunned of like,
yeah. So Scandoval breaks and whatever. We're talking about all this. And then one day it like hit me and I was like, oh my God. And then I was scrolling my For You page one day.
Somebody else picked it.
And somebody else pointed out the same thing. And I was like, I knew it. Like, I knew his reaction was
weird. We all know that look, dude. We've all been like, uh-oh. Don't, and it probably wasn't that serious, but we've all been there like, don't say anything about me.
Yeah.
I wasn't there and it's still the bubblegum.
And I think for him, unfortunately, or fortunately, because we fucking hate her, I think unfortunately for Rachel, the thrill of the infidelity was what did it for him. And I think now that it, I think she saw the implosion as her opportunity, their opportunity to finally be together. They already blew up their lives.
It's classic. It's classic behavior. And for him, of the situation.
He's like, no, well, this isn't exciting anymore. Nope. I'm not into this. And that's why he's got this new blonde bimbo in Austin.
But he also wants attention. That's what he wants. He, again, he's a businessman too. Any press is good press, right? So he wanted attention. He got attention. Mm-hmm. We're seeing so many clips of videos of him singing that I could have forever dealt without. Oh, yes. Somebody's going to see terrifying. It. Out of the million people, at least two of you are going to be like, he's real good. I'm going to go see him on tour. Mm-hmm. Don't, but whatever. So he just wanted all this attention. And you're exactly right. The implosion, she thought, oh, well, now we can be together.
Her golden ticket to have her happy relationship.
Right. Because like she said, oh, we always said we wouldn't do it if it wasn't worth it. Well, for him, he's just talk. Just like he was with everybody else. That's what he's doing best or whatever.
So you betrayed your best friend. And
for nothing.
Imploded your life. And look at you now.
Right. For what? And I cannot wait to see, though, if she is pregnant.
I don't know. I really don't think so.
I don't either. I don't think a rumor like that is going to come out like that. I think there would be a lot of NDA. I think there would be legal jargon around it if that were the case. I don't think it would be like.
I don't think that she's actually pregnant. I mean, if she is, that is
wild.
Just another level. I don't think she's actually pregnant. I think she probably is actually staying with her grandmother in Tucson or some shit just to get away because she's like the most hated woman in LA currently.
Literally. Also, she really went downhill this season. Sorry, instead of what I said.
If one more person referred to her as a beauty queen, I was going to stab my eye.
I know. I'm like, no.
What beauty queen? Where?
Right.
Where is she?
We want to enter the pageant because we would win. We would take the title.
I forget what scene it was, but, and maybe it wasn't in a scene. Maybe, oh no, it was on Watch What Happens Live. Did you watch that?
No, I fell asleep.
Epic. You need to watch it.
I need to watch it. Yeah. I have a DVR.
So she's on Watch What Happens Live. And sometimes Andy pisses me off with the way he interviews people because he doesn't like really dig in and get us the answers we want.
He'd be tiptoeing all the time. And I'm like, Andy, stop asking.
He's either super messy or he misses the mark. Mm-hmm. He was really good. It was very cut and dry, question answer. And she was not holding back.
Oh.
And he made some reference to her being a beauty queen or something. And she was like, I'm pretty sure she's never won a title. Like, I think it. You have to win a title to be a beauty queen or something. Like, she made some.
She's America's Most Hated Woman. That's the title.
Let's get her a sash.
Let's get her a sash.
She made some remark about that. And I was like, that's hysterical because I've thought the same thing. Like, yeah. She talks about, oh, the pageants, yeah. I'm, you know, you guys just look at me like I'm a beauty queen. I'm like, sis who?
Literally who? Not even Tom anymore.
Because you were fucking fugly when you came on this show.
Right.
You had a lot of filler to make that face look pretty.
I was going to say, she had a moment. She did have a little glow up. But now I think the stress has gotten to her because I'm like,
haggard.
So haggard. That's what happens when you're a home wrecker.
Yeah.
The Lord's like, okay, you're wrecking a home. I'm wrecking your face. That's how this is going to work, sister.
Okay.
Come back to Jesus.
Did you see the clips of the paparazzi, yes, quote, finding her outside the nail salon? Okay. Yes. When she looked like a troll, you know. Yeah. She reminded me, do you know who Gypsy Rose is? When I say Gypsy Rose,
I feel like I know that name. Is it a Target brand?
No.
Oh. I'm just kidding. That's goodbye. Not
goodbye. So Gypsy Rose Blanchard or something. So it's a real person.
Yeah.
Basically, her mom had, what's that thing where you, Munchausen's by proxy, where you like make, you think your kid's sick, you like try to make them sick by giving them pills and stuff. It's, yeah.
What?
You've never heard of that? Munchausen's?
Munchausen's?
So Munchausen's is like when it's yourself, you'll like make yourself sick or you'll do things to yourself to make yourself sick to seek medical care and attention.
Never heard that.
Munchausen's by proxy is like when you do it to somebody else. Well, her mom was cuckoo bananas. Like, this girl thought she couldn't walk. She was wheelchair bound, all kinds of things. Anyway,
what?
She realized what was happening and she met this boyfriend. She was trying to escape. She was like mentally stunted.
Yeah.
Anyways, ended up murdering her mom. So she went to prison. There's a whole Netflix show on it and it's amazing. All hold right. on. I have to find you a picture. I know y'all listening to this that know who Gypsy Rose are
but
dying.
I feel like I recognize the name, but I don't know why. I mean, Rose is kind of common. Gypsy, not so much. Wait, was Gypsy her name or was she a Gypsy?
No, her name is Gypsy Rose. Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Okay. She sounds like she would murder her mom and be able to walk.
Tell me that wasn't Raquel outside the nail salon.
No. Also, she needs a toner so bad.
Oh, that's a wig.
Oh, of course.
Because all the pills and shit that her mom was giving her to make her stay
her
sick.
Hair didn't fall out.
Yeah, she didn't have any hair.
Oh my God.
She was obsessed with wigs and shit.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. I'm telling you.
No.
You got to dig into that story.
I'm going to have to.
It's crazy.
Yeah, no, Rachel. Okay, did I miss why she changed her name to Rachel?
You mean why she changed her name to Raquel?
Raquel. I mean, yeah, you know what I mean.
Because she has no identity, obviously. She probably thought it was more exotic. She probably used Raquel as like her stage name in pageants because it wasn't as basic as Rachel. And, yeah.
She probably did a lot of dirty stuff as Rachel. So she's like, I'm going to be Raquel.
But I'm just saying, like, think about it. Like, people have stage names. I could totally see her having Raquel as, like, a pageant name.
Would you not feel like a loser, though? Like, being a grown-up and be like, my name is not actually Rachel. It's Raquel. I'm going to need you to call me Raquel. Or telling your friends that have known you for a little bit.
That have always called you Rachel and be like, can you call me Raquel?
Right. Like, it doesn't, like...
Yeah,
that's
weird.
So weird to me to be like, hey, I'm actually going to go by Raquel now. It's like, but your name is Rachel. Yeah, but I'm going to like put the emphasis on the Raquel. No, your name is Rachel. Like, do your friends not slip up for 2 months?
No.
Rachel, Raquel, sorry. Like, no, go away.
Hold on. I want to look up Sandoval's before we sign off of this thing.
No, I'm mad again for this situation. I was okay. Now I'm like aggravated.
I know.
Freaking Sandoval.
I am a little... warm. Okay. So they reveal. So, I mean, like, you're not going to stay secret forever, especially they're out shopping and doing things. She wants to be seen. That's the only reason you'd be with him is because you want your
and
name
also,
out there.
This is good for reality TV, and they're not stupid. They know that.
Yeah. Carly Hale is her name.
Who is that? His new girlfriend?
Yes. Okay. So she's, initially I saw that she was an influencer in Austin, Texas. Let me see.
Well, like E! News and like all the other little news outlets were sharing like pictures of them. I just didn't like read the story.
They were like out shopping in Austin, like just letting the paparazzi take photos of them. Then they went to Equinox and were working out.
Like you said, he's a narcissist and he loves this. And it's the next shiny thing. She's in it for clout, which is perfect for him. Neither one are going to actually care about each other. Okay.
Yeah.
She... All right.
She is,
not a beauty
not
queen.
Not she.
I'm just kidding.
No, but he, I guarantee you, he's so envious of the attention that Ariana is getting from this.
100%. I
mean, she got invited on the fucking Today Show, like the day after the reunion aired. So that night she did Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
The next morning she did the Today Show. Hoda.
Who was yeah. Yeah.
What is that show?
Jenna and Hoda.
She went on The View. And...
But also out of all this,
every single
scandal,
yeah.
Who have you heard the most about? Like Ariana, people don't really care. They care about the situation of like what Tom did. But outside of that, they don't care. They do not care. They're worried about Ariana. Is Ariana okay?
Lifting her up.
Literally. And that's where he's probably like, damn, this really sucks, because he wanted more of like the attention when he's really not getting it. He's getting the, oh my God, he did this. He blew up their relationship. And then she's like, this princess, like that we're like, oh yes, come on, this, let's keep talking about, they're going to keep talking about her. Guess what? No one's going to talk about you.
The thing that's crazy, and I really hope that they dig into this at the reunion, is the like, oh God, what's the word I'm looking for? It's almost like they were creating a narrative, not just him, but Schwartz too, with their discussions about, so, hey man, how are you and Ariana doing? They would never have talked about that on camera on another situation.
No,
they were planting seeds. They were trying to create this narrative and get ahead of it so that when they blew everything up, because the rumor was that his plan, so to speak, I guess he did Winter House.
Yeah.
And so Summer House is wrapping up. So Winter House is going to be airing soon. They were going to wait until after Winter House aired.
Oh.
To break the news so that like he couldn't be on, you know, people would watch Winter House and it wouldn't like affect the show.
Right.
That was
like a predictable
supposedly one. The grand plan that he and Raquel had.
Good job.
Yeah. Fucking dumb.
Yeah.
But like that is so calculated and psychotic. And that's why Schwartz to me, you could say anything you want. Like I've always been a Schwartz apologist. Mm-hmm. I think like, he's honestly the shit he used to say and do to Katie to me was hilarious. Yeah. I know that's an unpopular opinion, but it was funny.
Yeah.
She had it coming. She was just as much of an antagonist as he was.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's just no coming back for him for me. And I think I would venture to guess, we already know that for sure nobody is willing to film with Sandoval and Raquel.
No.
I would guess Schwartz is on that list too.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, I don't know. I think it's so hard because of it being reality TV. Like they know that, look what this has done for the Vanderpump franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shitty situation, but it's brought me and like a bunch of other people back into it because I used to love watching it. Yeah, yeah. It was like, I used to love watching it and then it just was terrible. So look at what that's done. So I really believe that they're going to keep the drama stirred up as long as they can and not really giving away any definitive.
Well, it's tomorrow. Only going to behoove them to do that.
Exactly. And same thing tomorrow, like on the, whatever.
Yeah,
the
you finale. Know, because it's a three-part reunion.
Yeah, they're never going to allow everything to be completely squashed. That's not what they're going to do. Never. It's never going to be like, we're going to watch this thing and it's just going to all be squashed. There's going to be some cliffhanger or something hanging that's going to keep us tied into next season. Imagine if they have a three-part finale or whatever reunion. And they're like, okay. And then everybody lived happily ever after. See you later. People will be like, okay, cool. So, but they're going to leave something hanging. And I really believe like for the sake of reality TV, they're going to keep letting people be messy. They're going to encourage them to do it. They're going to encourage them to be messy because it's great TV. The Tom Scandovals of the world are going to want to love doing that because he's just going to get more TV time, which is the worst possible thing for someone like him. They need to forget he ever existed.
They need to get rid of Raquel and Sandoval.
God, I love that.
They need to bring back Jax and Brittany.
Yes. Can you...
Go ahead.
I was just
say what you're going to say.
Can you imagine, though, truly, if they had the balls to say, you know what, Tom and Raquel, you're no longer part of this show. Sorry.
I wish they would.
Me too.
I wish they would.
That would be the ultimate wiener smash for him. Go make your music. You were just so good on stage.
Now you have all the time in the world to tour with your band. Good.
Like you need to go focus on that. You can't do both. Go get a manicure and play in your band.
But in a million years, did you ever think that Jax Taylor would be look better. The voice of reason,
no.
The model husband and father, mm-hmm. And the number one guy in the group.
I know. No. New. Never. Nobody. Zero people.
Well, I still, you know what? James, okay. I lied. Here's one more piece of conversation.
Okay.
James, I think, is like the, not the underdog, but I think he is the unrecognized victim in all of this. Because yeah. I don't think James has gotten the, like, consideration
yeah.
that other people have. And he's so intertwined and involved in this.
He is, yeah.
His one of his best friends and his ex-fiance.
Well, that's what I was going to say. After you showed me that clip, imagine how that would feel to him. Imagine him looking at that back and yeah. looking at it differently. He didn't see it that time, or he wasn't watching it. He was talking, looking at a camera. So imagine all of this unfolding and then seeing that.
Yeah.
Would you not be like, wait a second, that's weird.
Right.
What was going on? What happened? I would definitely have some questions. And like you said, he's the one that he could be throwing up the, you know, kicking up the dust and, yeah, I totally agree with that. I think he's...
We've watched him all season. Like, yes, he's got another relationship and whatever, but we've watched him all season struggle with his relationship with Raquel and yeah. her being involved. Like, he might have moved on, and I yeah. really do think he really likes Allie. Yeah. I don't think she's just there as, like, a placeholder.
Yeah.
But he's very clearly still struggling with the end of this for relationship, sure. which now we can very much tell. Well,
also,
tell.
It was on Raquel's side.
He had no
exactly.
say in that.
Exactly. It's not mutual. And for her to say, oh, yeah, he knows my heart wasn't in it. There's a reason why your heart wasn't in it. Whether it was Tom, whether it was someone else, there's a reason her mind and her emotions yeah. were out of that. And rehashing that back out for him, it was probably hard enough in the beginning, not yeah. knowing all the details. But then this plays out, and then you're watching, again, clips or totally. People are digging. Who knows what he gets sent
she
daily.
She said in her confessional, which, by the way, she was wearing the exact same outfit that she was wearing in the talking heads where she was like talking about their camping trip.
Oh, really?
Where she's talking about all these people are my best friends, blah, blah, blah. She's in the same outfit. So that bitch said all of these things in the same sit down wow. conversation.
Yeah.
Maniacal.
Yeah.
Like, you are evil. Anyways, she says that she just, they were like, why? And she was like, you know, I just wanted to find out what it would be like to be physical with somebody that you yes, loved.
I saw that.
And in
I saw that.
The first thing that I thought of was James. Yeah. I was like, that is going to yep. kill him.
Yeah, I saw that. And I was like, ooh, first of all, for someone to say that, like, on a public place that anyone can hear that you've been with, whether it was a year, 2 years, 6 months, whatever, I guarantee you she's told people she's loved them. You know she has, whether it was, if she's telling him when he didn't even say, I love you, and he said, they love you, I'm sure she's like, oh, I love you. You God. Know she's one of those people. She's the love me girl. She probably says
the
it really,
love me girl.
She's probably really quick to say it, so they'll like sleep yeah. with her real quick, you know, and lock it down. But yeah, like saying that on a public, I think there's certain things, whether you're in a relationship or not, you don't say it where someone can hear it. That's very hurtful.
Right.
So then for her to say that, and then yeah, him to watch that and hear that back, I'd be like, well, damn.
Yeah. It's like, okay, cool. Well, they were together a long time.
Yeah. No, like, we weren't engaged or anything. Like, what? Duh.
Right. Like, we weren't planning a wedding and yeah. all this. Like, that is, like,
but again,
crazy.
It shows the level. They, yeah. her and Tom actually are a great match, to be honest
yeah,
with you.
It's too bad that they
deserve,
broke up.
They deserve each other. And if she is pregnant with this kid, I don't want my kid to go to daycare with that kid. I'll just homeschool.
Yeah.
I don't want him over there. But no, it's been a wild ride. It's been actually really fun to rewatch or like what get re back into it
yeah.
because I do love when it's like this. Like, it makes it so fun. That's the kind of TV I will waste my time on. I ain't gonna be watching no let's go shopping because we're rich and serve some drinks. No, I don't want to see it. Yeah. I want to see some drama. But justice for Ariana, because she is our queen and I cannot wait for the reunion.
Sorry. I mean, she's just coming out.
I'm glad. And you know what?
Coming out smelling like roses.
She is. So. And I hope she gets a spinoff. And she's like, I don't even need y'all show because I got my own show. So sayonara. Man, and that's all we have to say about that.
Be epic.
Wouldn't it? I'd be like, Vanderpump drools. Ariana rules. Get t-shirts made.
Nice.
I don't know. I'll work on that. I'll tweak yeah. it.
She'll work on the taglines.
Yeah, I'll tweak that a little bit. I'll figure it out. Make it a little bit more concise.
Mm. All right, guys. Well, I would love to hear everybody else's yeah. thoughts. So
we can put a question box on yeah. stories. Sorry, I'm swallowing wrong. We can put a question box on stories for people to weigh in on just any opinion on the show or the season. I would love to see what other people think about it.
Yeah.
Give us some hot takes on it.
All right, guys.
Love you.
See you later.
Good night.
Meet you at the reunion.
Good night. See you in 8 hours.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.